It is the Joe and Alex show. And kind of getting your opinion on, would you be upset if your man proposed, you know, kind of without like a big production behind it? Somebody that Alex knows, I guess she had like a time hop thing or like a memory from a couple of years ago where her husband now, he proposed like when she was making green beans, her hair was up in a bun. Just, I guess you'd say she's a hot mess, but it's just a pretty woman at home doing her thing, not all made up and dolled out.
He gets on, the audacity.
To get on a knee.
To get on a knee in the kitchen while she's making green beans. I'll never be royal. You can call me green beans.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know a lot. That's why I've never been proposed to.
Hold on, wait, let me check. Is that right? Yep, okay.
So a lot of tweets. I can't even keep up. At Joe and Alex Show, Mommy says, I would be freaking devastated. I've been dreaming of this moment forever. I would hope there would be more effort when he does. Car Doug says, how did you propose, Joe? What was it? How your wife wanted it to happen?
Yeah, I was in Chicago for like a radio morning show boot camp thing. Then I drove back. This is when I lived in Michigan. And then I drove from Chicago to Grand Rapids, Michigan. My wife really liked the beach, so I took her out to the beach when the sun was setting. And I dropped on a knee. Then afterwards, we went to our favorite restaurant, New Holland Brewing Company, and we had some beers and celebrated the engagement.
That sounds very Lindsay to me.
You took a knee?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I stand for the flag.
but I kneeled for Lindsay.
But I took a knee
for
that.
So you didn't hit her up in the kitchen, like, when she was making, like, Dinty Moore or something?
No, but I think that's because I put the pressure on myself, but I think, like, Lindsay would have been okay with the proposal either way. She'd be like, oh, hell no. Lindsay wouldn't have looked at me and been like, I ain't doing that.
Oh my gosh, so many tweets. Morgan said, I totally agree with Alex on the proposal. I feel like it's a big, special moment. It should stand out. It should be amazing. Amy says, I totally agree. If he knows and loves you, he wouldn't propose in any other way than the way that you've always dreamed of.
All right.
I am so relieved. I love you.
You should connect with
so
all
much.
These single women that are probably like unhappy and unmarried.
I thought I was
going to
get
that.
Torched at the stake for this.
Well, you still might. Morgan's on the Joe and Alex show. What's up? Are you bringing the fire towards Alex or what?
No, I totally agree with Alex, and I've even told my boyfriend. I have, like, a Pinterest wedding board.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, girl.
So she said boyfriend. I want to clarify you're single.
He better make sure my nails are done and have a photographer and go all out, because that's my dream.
Where did you get this dream from? Like, I want to know where life went wrong in your childhood, that, like, those were expectations that were set.
I don't think anything went wrong. I just think that every girl dreams of a good proposal. Every girl dreams of a big wedding, too.
And yeah.
I mean, that's just what we want.
It is so hard being a guy nowadays. The rings are never big enough. The proposals aren't grand enough. Let's talk to Kyle on the Joe and Alex show. Kyle, what did you want to say?
Kyle!
I actually dropped, like, $2,500 on a proposal to my wife a couple years ago, and she absolutely hated it. She was mad that, you know, we could have used it for the wedding. You know, she was talking about, you know, we could have used it for the honeymoon. But my wife is not a fancy person. I mean, we've been together for 5 years total, and it's, you know, I knew exactly what she wanted, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to be a man and drop a lot of money on it. Make
what did
it beautiful.
You do that cost that much?
We went to the Eagle's Nest for dinner, which, you know, is pretty expensive. We dropped hundreds of dollars there, and then we went to, I actually rented out a little area in a park downtown, which was really expensive.
I'm sorry, you have to rent free air in a community park?
We dropped money on it because I had gotten a photographer.
Oh,
I had,
okay.
You know, I got flowers. I dressed up really nice and rented a suit, and she went out and got new clothes.
Aww.
And it was really beautiful, but she was, you know, she's not the fanciest person, but I also feel like, you know, if you've been together long enough, you should know what she wants.
You should have gotten her, Jolly Green Giant green beans.
Kyle, are you guys...
Exactly.
Yeah, a can of Del Monte.
Are you guys still together?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're getting ready to go on 2 years next April.
All right. I mean, I'm happy. This sounds terrible, but I was kind of hoping to prove a point that you said, like, no, we're divorced now because of that. But I'm glad you guys worked it out. I'm glad it's worked out. I'm glad it's okay.
You can comment on this, by the way, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook, or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show if you can't get through on the phone.
Let's talk to Michael Lynn on the Joe and Alex Show. You're not going to make a decision, are you? You're kind of on the fence with this.
I am kind of on the fence with this. So I agree with Alex to a point. Yes, every girl dreams of having that perfect proposal, but in reality, let's be real. As long as the man loves you and he wants to marry you, that should be good enough.
I'm
mean,
not
honestly.
That humble.
I think if you don't change your ways, though, or like, and that women that don't, they might miss out on a good guy because they have like such an expectation or a dream or a fantasy. That's my only concern, like for you and for any other girls too. I'm not saying I'm torn because I'm in the middle where I say yes, kind of like how you're on the fence here, Michael Lynn. You should actually have some thought to it. Shouldn't be like eating some dinner. Hey, I got a pizza and here's your ring. Like, yeah, that's kind of crappy.
Ugh.
But I think it's sweet though too that the way. Oh yeah, you hate pizza. My bad, forgot that.
Somebody on Facebook, I'm just so grossed out. Melanie.
Millennial.
Melanie says, I wouldn't care if you proposed with a bread twist tie while I was rocking PJs in Walmart. As long as he's genuine in what he's saying and how he feels, that's what matters. I'm sorry. I'm not that good of a person. I have a black soul. I would be furious.
God, that's terrible.
I'm saying no. If it's in a grocery store, no.
Hey, thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate it. If you couldn't get through this morning, we would like to know what you think. Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook, or you can hit us up to Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and on our Instagram.